content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump in with this one from Woman's Day. July 11th is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. So it says, let July 11th be a friendly reminder to reach out to anyone in your life, like a neighbor or a colleague, who could use a boost. From Better Homes and Gardens, test your swim skills. This is a little quiz, and then there's little explanations for the answers to each of the questions. Before you take a dip in the pool, lake, river, or ocean, brush up on your water safety knowledge. Number one, when you see someone in the pool with the water up to their mouth, very still and silent, they're not splashing around, so you figure they're A, getting over a muscle cramp, B, meditating, or C, drowning. The answer to that is C. Drowning is a silent event, says David Zavala, CHES health educator at Children's Health of Orange County, California. If our lungs don't have enough air to breathe, we can't yell for help. If someone is still or silent, has her head tilted back with her mouth open, and or has her head low with water up to her mouth, or is floating face down, offer help ASAP. Number two, which water is okay to swallow? A, pool. B, lake, stream, or river. And C, none of the above. The answer is C, none of the above. Swallowing a bit of water isn't terrible, but try not to. Fungi and bacteria are in lakes, rivers, and streams, and pool water has chemicals. Number three, if you get caught up in a rip current that's pulling you out to sea, you should A, swim right to shore, B, swim parallel to shore until you're away from the current, and C, or C, face the shore and wave for help. The answer is B, swim parallel to shore until you're away from the current. If you get caught in a rip current, stay calm, swim parallel to the beach until you're out of the rip current, then head to shore. Four, which of these is not a good safety device? A, water wings or floaties. B, swim raft or ring. C, pool noodle. D, all of the above. And the answer is D. The best safe flotation device is a life vest designed for that purpose. Five, what is the recommended time to wait between eating and swimming? A, 15 minutes. B, 30. C, an hour. D, no waiting required. The answer is D. Excuse me. There's no need to wait before getting in the water after eating. Six, who does not need to wear a life vest on a boat? A, adults who can swim. B, children who can swim. C, dogs. D, there are no exceptions. And the answer is D. In 2020, 86% of drowning victims in boating accidents weren't wearing a life vest. Seven, which is the latest, and this is the last question, which is the least safest way to enter a body of water? A, tiptoe in from a shallow area. B, head first, arms above your head or at your sides. Or C, feet first. The answer is B, head first. Because there are many unseen hazards, shallow depth, rocks, stumps, logs, etc., save headfirst entry for spots marked safe for diving. From Real Simple, got your go bag? Learn exactly what to pack just in case you have to leave the house quickly. You know, we are in hurricane season. You'd have to be asleep at the wheel not to be thrown by news about all the catastrophes in the world, in our country, maybe in our state. And while disaster won't affect everyone, superstorms, wildfires, and unrest hitting your news alerts on the regular is enough to ensure you don't sleep at all. Being prepared can ease your worried mind, even if there's the slimmest chance the worst will happen. Nearly half of us don't have a stash of supplies, food, water, first aid kits, according to the CDC. So consider packing an emergency or bug out bag to help keep you and your family safe and comfortable if you ever need to stay with friends or family or at a relief center. Start with these essentials. The actual bag or bin. A basic backpack, a duffel bag, or even a plastic storage container will serve you just fine, says Jessica Kellogg, Public Information Officer for the Emergency Management Department of the City of Los Angeles. If you have a car, keep your supplies in one or two oversized plastic tubs you can toss into your trunk. Bags should be sturdy, lightweight, and preferably waterproof. If you opt for one with wheels, make sure it also has handles for maximum portability. Check your items twice a year for expiration dates and outgrown kids' clothes and diapers. Do it on the first day of fall and spring, or set a calendar reminder. Cold hard cash. Be ready to go old school and pay with paper. If the power or internet is down, then stores, hotels, and gas stations might only accept cash, and ATMs may be drained. If you can keep $100 per person in your bag, great, but even $5 ahead is worthwhile. Have smaller bills since nobody is making change during a disaster, says Soraya Sutherland, a certified emergency manager and the safety director at the emergency prep company, Judy. Food. Aim for at least 3 days' worth of non-perishable food per person. Go with shelf-stable, high-protein options, jerky, energy bars, nut butter, nuts, dried fruit, trail mix, canned tuna, and soups. Look for pop-top lids. Water is the liquid of life, Sutherland says. It also happens to be wicked heavy. A gallon weighs more than 8 pounds. Emergency organizations, including FEMA, recommend at least 1 gallon per person for at least 3 days. That's doable for a car trunk, but no one is going to carry a gallon per day in their backpack, says Pat Hendry, editor of the Prepper Journal, a survival blog. He suggests sticking to what you can reasonably tote. Not to get too apocalyptic, but if you buy a single-wall stainless steel bottle like the 38-ounce wide-mouth steel backpacker, $30 from NALGENE.com, you could boil water in it. And a portable water filter system like the 4-liter Gravity Works from $120, available at Platy, PLATY.com, can render water safe for drinking. First aid kit. Build your own. For a list of CDC's must-haves, you can go to cdc.gov or grab a pre-made kit like the ones from Adventure Medical Kits. The ultralight watertight 0.7 medical kit, available for $30, adventuremedicalkits.com, weighs less than half a pound. Supplement your kit based on likely scenarios. For wildfires, you may need eye drops and inhalers. For flooding, you may need an antifungal cream to treat wet, itchy feet. Include a 7 to 10 day supply of any over-the-counter or prescription meds you use. Don't forget anti-diarrheal medication. One cause of hospitalization after a disaster is diarrhea, and another intestinal problems because people are drinking dirty water and sharing bathrooms, says Diane Vukovic, author of Disaster Preparedness for Women. Having diarrhea when you're sharing a bathroom with 500 people at a shelter is not fun. Sleeping bag. Odds are slim you'll be roughing it in the wilderness, but a sleeping bag or lightweight first aid blanket could come in handy at a shelter or in your car. Remember that crazy 50-mile traffic jam on I-95 during a storm last winter? Hotels tend to book up all along the evacuation route, even several states away, Vukovic notes. Clothes. Throw in a few pairs of socks and underwear, plus some base layers for warmth. Bandanas can help with first aid and flagging down assistance or serve as impromptu face masks. Personal hygiene products. Hit the drugstore for travel-size toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, deodorant, and shampoo. Since you might skip showers for a few days, grab baby wipes and hand sanitizer as well. Store menstrual products in a waterproof bag. And a multi-tool. This essential, starting at $35 at Leatherman.com, And the camping tool card can squeeze tools like a screwdriver, scissors, bottle opener, can opener, and knife into just a few inches and weigh less than a pound. Flashlight. Skip the rechargeable ones and pack extra batteries instead. Another convenient hands-free option is a lightweight headlamp, like the Gear Light, $22 for two on Amazon, if you can spring for one per person. Keep a portable phone charger for times when you can't access an outlet. The Solar Charger Power Bank, $30 at Blavor, BLAVOR.com, has a compass and flashlight you can handle that and can handle light rain. Fire starter. Pack a couple of lighters. The ordinary gas station variety will do. A document bag. Stash copies of essential paperwork like passports, insurance policies, birth certificates, and social security cards in a waterproof, fireproof document bag. Full Leave sells multiple sizes from $20 on Amazon. Now, if you have kids, here's a few things you need to add. Family photos. Not to say this will happen, but on the off chance you get split up and have to conduct a search, recent photos will be best. An emergency list. Even the tiniest backpack can hold a list of family names and numbers, health issues or allergies, and doctor's numbers, along with details of your evacuation plan. If you're worried about being separated in a crowd, you can write your number and other info on your child's arm with a permanent marker, so bring one of those too. Infant essentials. If you're nursing, pack formula and bottles so you won't always have to be the one feeding the baby. Vukovic says, likes disposable bottle inserts and nipples, which are really good when you can't clean anything. Diapers are a no-brainer. Just to be safe, pack your child's regular size as well as the next size up and update as your kid grows. Cards and colored pencils. Unlike crayons, colored pencils won't melt. Pack a small sharpener, too. And in your downtime, you'll be glad you have that deck of cards. And comfort items. If your child is a bookworm or can't sleep without her stuffed animal, having spares can add a huge layer of comfort, Sutherland says. And if you have a pet, here's a few things you need to add. Pet food. Keep a few days' worth in a zip-top bag. Also, stash a collapsible water bowl and extra water if you can. A carrier and leash. Consider a collapsible, lightweight crate. Label it with your contact info and store a leash or harness inside. Sanitation needs. Pack a roll of poop bags or a small litter box and bag of litter. And familiar items. Favorite treats and toys can soothe your pet's stress and your own. From Real Simple, the books list. Top picks for every taste. They've got five recommendations here for us. First, a modern romance. Feyi Adekola is trying to move on. After 5 years of mourning the love of her life, she embarks on a summer romance with a new friend who whisks her away to the tropical island where he was raised. After they arrive, his father, a world-renowned chef, reignites a passion she thought was lost forever. You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty is the name of the book, by Akweki Emezi, E-M-E-Z-I, is a steamy and sexy read, as in shut the book if your kids walk into the room. That also has tremendous heart. A riveting memoir. As a child, actor Selma Blair was known as a troublemaker, a reputation she carried into adulthood. In Mean Baby, her raw, beautifully written autobiography, Blair, that's B-L-A-I-R, recounts her difficult road, including an addiction to alcohol and a complicated relationship with her mother, and shares how her multiple sclerosis diagnosis 4 years ago was in many ways what ultimately saved her. A long-awaited sequel, the book Tracy Flick Can't Win, Tom Perrotta, the author, P-E-R-R-O-T-T-A, revisits the main character in Election, his bestseller about an overachieving high school student. Played to perky type A perfection by Reese Witherspoon in 1999. This sequel set in 2017, takes a sympathetic view of now middle-aged Tracy, an assistant principal and single mom, as she reconciles her past ambitions with her current dissatisfaction in life. Perrotta brings his trademark dark humor and insights into suburbia to the story, along with some sweet observations about friendship. A piece of historical fiction, The Foundling by Anne Leary, L-E-A-R-Y, takes place in 1927 as 18-year-old Mary starts work at the Nettleton State Village for feeble-minded women of childbearing age. When she recognizes one of the patients, a childhood friend raised in the same orphanage she was, Mary begins to wonder what's actually going on at the facility and whether women are being held against their will. This eye-opening novel, based in part on Leary's family history, looks at the outrageous ways our society has sought to control women. Very apropos. And an absorbing page-turner, written by How I Met Your Mother co-creator Carter Bays, B-A-Y-S. The Mutual Friend is the book, hopscotches across various characters' points of view. Adrift 28-year-old Alice, her wild roommate, her brother, a former tech CEO who became a monk, the nurse who served jury duty with him, even a robot, and a canary. But it all comes back to Alice, who seriously needs to study for the MCAT to fulfill a promise to her late mother. Funny, sad, and deeply wise, this one-of-a-kind book will renew your faith in humanity and make you really want to put down your phone. From Woman's Day, Sunny Day Smarts. When temps rise, so does your chance of heart trouble if you're at risk. Suddenly your body has to work harder to maintain its core temperature, which can strain the heart and up your risk of heat-related illness and become dehydrated because of excessive sweating or not drinking enough. Plus, diuretics are often used as blood pressure meds, making adequate hydration even more challenging, and can cause your blood pressure to drop and your heart to beat faster. Here, three biggies for staying heart healthy in the heat. One, know the red flags. Heat exhaustion. Look for headache, cool, moist skin, dizziness, nausea, or vomiting. If signs of heat stroke appear, fever above 104, irrationality or confusion, dry, hot, red skin, rapid, shallow breathing or quick, weak pulse, seizures, or fainting, call 911. Next, plan your time. Be active earlier in the day or later in the afternoon when temperatures tend to be lower. If you have to be outdoors when it's hottest, be mindful of how hard you exert yourself and make sure to seek out shade. And hydrate. Anytime you spend more than a few minutes outside on a hot summer day, be sure to have plenty of fluids at hand and remember to drink them. Eating high water content foods counts as hydrating too. Most summer produce fits the bill. It said, did you know? Cooling down can help keep your heart safer. Try Arctic Cool's instant cooling headband, which is activated by sweat or water, available at arcticcool.com. Better Homes and Gardens brings us this one. National Pet Fire Safety Day is July 15th. Remember to include pets in your fire escape plans and routes. Each year, an estimated 40,000 pets die in house fires, with 1,000 fires started by pets, such as a curious cat knocking over a candle. Set up a fire evacuation plan and assign each family member a pet to look out for. Also, place an alert sticker on a front window to tell firefighters how many pets they should rescue in case of emergency. From Good Housekeeping, Tasty Tropical Fruits. We love you, oranges. Thanks for being there, bananas. But now it's time to up your produce intake with these delicious, vibrant, vitamin-rich beauties. Go for a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and veggies every day. And here are some of their recommendations. Jackfruit. This massive fruit, it can weigh up to 100 pounds, is packed with vitamin C and B2, as well as copper, magnesium, and potassium. Before it's ripe, jackfruit is ultra mild and can be shredded to mimic the texture of pulled pork, so it's great when cooked with spices and seasonings. Think tacos. And you can find it in ready-to-cook pouches. Ripe, it tastes like a blend of pineapple and banana. It's best eaten or thrown into a smoothie a couple of days after it starts to smell sweet. It should also have a little give when pressed. You can store it in the fridge for up to a week. Not if it's 100 pounds. Starfruit, also known as carambola. This fun fruit was historically used only as a decoration, but it's tasty and full of vitamin C and fiber. Mildly sweet and a touch tart. Think crisp and refreshing plum. When buying, keep an eye out for a firm and shiny yellow star fruit without a lot of brown. You can store it at room temp until you smell its fruity aroma, then refrigerate it for up to a week. Give it a good rinse. The skin is edible. Then slice it crosswise. Add it to a fruit salad. Blend it into a drink or toss into a stir fry. Note, star fruit interacts with certain medications, so check with your doctor. Dragon fruit, pitaya, as it's also called, is a member of the cactus family. It's rich in vitamin C, lycopene, and other antioxidants, making it a great anti-inflammatory choice. Dragon fruit boasts delicate acidity and a melon-like texture. Its skin can be yellow or pink, and its flesh is white, slightly sweeter, or magenta, and full of tiny edible seeds. Give it a light squeeze to make sure it's a little soft, and pick one with bright, even skin. If it's hard, give it a few days on the counter to ripen. I like to slice it lengthwise and scoop the flesh with a spoon before adding it to my cereal or a fruit salad. And papaya. With a variety of antioxidants, including vitamins A, C, and D, papaya also contains an enzyme called papain that helps break down proteins into smaller fragments, making it a great meat tenderizer. Try adding papaya to your next meat marinade. Slightly sweet but not overpowering, it's awesome in salsa. Know that the fruit turns from green to yellow as it ripens. A ripe papaya should be a bit soft and have an almost buttery melt-in-your-mouth texture. Bonus, the seeds are entirely edible. Just beware that papaya interacts with certain medications, including warfarin, so consult your doctor. From Martha Stewart Living, a lean, clean lunch of steamed salmon and vegetables. Lightly cooked, still crisp veggies retain almost as much dietary fiber as raw. Peel one small sweet potato and cut into half-inch slices. Arrange with one bunch broccolini in a steamer basket and place in a large pot filled with 1 inch of water. Season with kosher salt and pepper. Bring to a simmer, cover, and cook 6 minutes. Add 2 4-ounce skinless wild salmon fillets to the basket. Season. Cover and cook till fish is done and vegetables are crisp tender. 8 minutes more. Meanwhile, whisk together 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar and 2 teaspoons white miso, safflower oil, and chopped fresh chives. Season. Serve drizzled over fish and vegetables. Active time on this is 20 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 2. Uncorked. This is from Better Homes and Gardens. This is 2 cocktails using wine as one of their ingredients. First one, strawberry mule. In a mule mug, muddle 3 halved or quartered strawberries with 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice. Add 4 ounces medium-bodied jammy red wine, such as Grenache, Malbec, or Zinfandel. 2 ounces of ginger beer, which comes in alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and ice. Stir well, adding more ice as needed. Garnish with additional strawberries and lime. And this makes 1, but I'm sure you can multiply it for however many you'd like to make. And peach Friesling. Chill 1 bottle dry or off-dry Riesling, 2 ounces fresh lemon juice, and 1 ounce elderflower liqueur in the refrigerator for a few hours. In a blender, combine the Riesling, lemon juice, elderflower liqueur, 2 cups frozen peach slices, and 2 cups ice. Blend until fully mixed and slushy, adding more ice as needed to reach desired consistency. Pour into chilled cocktail glasses and garnish with fresh basil and peaches. And this serves four. From Real Simple, salad with pretzel-crusted chicken. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. It's quick cooking, family-friendly, and serves four. We need 2 cups miniature pretzel twists, about 2.5 ounces, 1 large egg, 2 8-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, half teaspoon kosher salt, 3 tablespoons canola oil, 2 8-ounce romaine lettuce hearts, trimmed and chopped, 2 cups strawberries, that's about 10 ounces, cut in quarters, 1 large avocado, diced, 1/3 cup sliced red onion, 1/2 cup store-bought honey mustard vinaigrette dressing. Place pretzels in a zip-top bag and use a rolling pin to crush into fine crumbs, or you can pulse in a food processor. Transfer the crumbs to a shallow dish. Beat egg in a separate dish. Cut chicken breasts in half horizontally to make 4 thin cutlets. Season with salt. Working with 1 cutlet at a time, dip into the egg. Let excess drip off and then coat in pretzels, pressing gently to adhere. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium. Add chicken. Cook for 4 minutes. Flip and cook until a thermometer inserted in thickest part registers 165 degrees, about 3 minutes. Transfer to a towel-lined plate. Combine lettuce, strawberries, avocado, and onion in a large bowl. Drizzle dressing over salad and toss gently. Slice chicken and serve on top of the salad. It's a nice summer dish. From Good Housekeeping, a gluten-free option, green curry shrimp. Active time is 15 minutes, total 25. Cook 1 cup long grain white rice per package directions. In a small bowl, toss a red onion thinly sliced with 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Set aside. Meanwhile, heat 1 teaspoon olive oil in a large saucepan on medium. Add 3 tablespoons Thai green curry paste and cook, stirring often until fragrant, about 3 minutes. Stir in 1 13.5 to 14-ounce can of coconut milk, well shaken, and 1 cup of water, then add 1/4 bunch of cilantro, trimmed, tied with kitchen string, and bring to a simmer. Simmer 5 minutes. Then discard the cilantro, and then stir in 1.5 pounds large peeled and deveined shrimp and cook until just opaque throughout, 4 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in 3 tablespoons lime juice and 1 to 2 tablespoons fish sauce. Serve over rice with lime wedges, top with pickled onion, and if desired, toasted cashews, roughly chopped, and cilantro leaves. And this recipe serves 4. A quick quote from Real Simple, believe in your imagination and your ability to transform your world. That's Alexandra Stoddard of Daring to Be Yourself. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138.